It's 8:56 and 76 degrees right now in Urbana. After markets closed yesterday mixed, it's time to see what's happening on this Tuesday morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we're back lower across the board, corn, beans, and wheat. Yesterday afternoon, they came out with corn. Good to excellent rating, went from 60 up to 62. Don't know really why. And the bean one went from 60 down 1 to 59. So it's kind of odd for August to produce better corn and less beans with decent moisture around. But the still forecast is for decent weather plus moisture coming, and that's pushed everything lower. We have September corn down 4 1/4 at 358.5. December corn's at 371 3/4, down 4.5. Remember, we hit 370 yesterday before closing well and going up there at the 76 area. Beans are down 6.5 in September at 926 1/4. November's are down 9 right now at 929 1/4. That's still 1.5 off their low and above yesterday's low also. And then wheat for September down 8.5 at 432.5. Just good weather forecast and good amounts of grain in the world, and then a bigger crop from the moisture supposedly coming, pushing things lower across the board. Outside markets, crude is down, and that doesn't help corn or beans any, and that helps hold things down also.
And, Pete, anything stand out to you on those export inspections reports from this morning?
Not really. I mean, we were, as expected, pretty much, I think, in everything.
All right, very good. Pete Manhart checking in from Bates Commodities in Normal. Thanks for the update, Pete.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart joining us here on this Tuesday morning. And some of the numbers on those export inspections reports. Corn shipments came in just under 30 million bushels. That was about 23% lower than last week, 35% lower than 1 year ago. And on the soybean side, let's see, those export inspections reports, USDA reporting 20.9 million bushels in the week ending August 10th. That's down 17% from a week ago, about 26% lower than a week ago. But total shipments on the soybean side are way ahead of last year, about 258 million bushels ahead of last year, to be specific. Let's take a glance at current conditions around the WIOL listening area here this morning. Right now in Urbana, we're at 76 degrees. Still a bit hazy out there, but any fog we had has burned off there this morning. Relative humidity at 80%, barometric pressure 29.85 inches and rising. And elsewhere, temperatures in the low to mid-70s across the listening area. 71 degrees in Bloomington with relative humidity there of 90% and a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Indicator 71 degrees, wind out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. 72 in Danville with calm conditions at this hour. 75 degrees right now in Charleston, Mattoon, southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, 76 degrees in Rantoul with a west wind at 3 miles per hour. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies at a high of 86 degrees, a west wind at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 86 degrees and a rain chance tomorrow night and Thursday as well. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 76 degrees at 9 o'clock.